Good morning, everyone. In an industry in steep descent, mergers seem to be the only way to stay aloft for some airlines. The latest largest airline in the world looks to be the combined Delta and Northwest. They announced a stock swap deal yesterday that still needs approval by some key unions. The new airline will be called Delta. Rick Cini from faircompare.com joins us now. Does the fact that this is an all-stock deal, Rick, suggest that both of these recently bankrupt carriers are really desperate to combine or die?
I think it's more of a reflection of the times that we're in right now with record fuel costs and looming economy issues that are out there. So really, bigger is better, and survival of the fittest is really a management directive nowadays.
Is this going to be a good thing for the customers of Northwest and Delta? I mean, it's going to be based in Atlanta. I'm a little worried about what's going on at the Northwest hubs in Detroit and Minneapolis.
Sure. Well, I guess, you know, overall, basically, anytime you reduce competition, overall for consumers, it's going to be bad because competition is basically what drives prices, and most consumers really are buying on price today when it comes to tickets. So, you know, overall, it's bad. In the short term, there's really not likely to be much issue. Their route systems barely even overlap, only about 10 city pairs out of the top 1,200 city pairs in the U.S. So it's not really a big overlap, so there's not much of an issue there. Certainly, you know, there's issues in and around the northern area where Northwest had a virtual lock on all flights. They say that they're not going to remove any of the hub system, but obviously, you know, with Atlanta having hubs in Cincinnati and also in Salt Lake and a big one in Atlanta, there's no doubt there's probably going to be some scale back in those hubs in Minneapolis and Detroit.
So because of the lack of overlap, we're really talking about new coats of paint for some planes and a lot of layoffs, right?
I think what you'll see is, you know, that they've stated that they're going to have $1 billion in savings, and really what that means is it's mostly the white collar staff. You're talking about people that are working on the websites, a combined reservation system, combining the back offices, accounting systems, and all that's where you're going to see the most savings. I mean, they're basically going to fly the same number of flights, same number of pilots, same number of flight attendants.
You know, you raise the pilots. Let's talk about that for a second. The pilots really are the ones that can actually kill this deal, and they've been instrumental in some other merger deals. How likely are the pilots to actually shut this down?
Well, I don't think they necessarily can shut it down, but they certainly can cause a lot of pain and agony. U.S. Airways, America West merger is still dealing with pilot issues. Even this is since 2005, so it could, you know, be a prolonged issue there. Delta's pilots seem to be on board, and there's definitely a few sounds of, you know, conciliation on Northwest side. So I don't see that necessarily being a huge deal. I think, you know, you've got Oberstar with, you know, the hearings on safety out of Minneapolis. You've got the governor now saying there's a $250,000 bond that Delta may have to forfeit on.
A penalty if they move out of the Northwest hub, right,
there's
Minneapolis.
The issues are going to have to right. plow through.
All right, Rick. Well, thanks for joining us. Rick Cini from faircompare.com, who is our analyst on the airline industry. Just a reminder, Delta and Northwest, when combined, will have an annual revenue of $31.7 billion.
Wow.
And not much profit in that money.
That's a lot of money. A lot of money.
Not much profit.
I'm sorry to hear that there isn't good news in there, but we'll see how this all plays out.